This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives passes three bills including Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill 2082 by majority. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli leaves for Spain on four-day official visit to attend UN Conference on Financing for Development. National Paddy Day being observed today, President Ramchandra Podel extends best wishes to all. And Hamas-run health ministry says at least 81 people killed in Israeli strikes in Gaza. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives yesterday passed the Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill 2082. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak presented the Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill in the lower house meeting, which was passed by a majority vote. Responding to questions raised during this discussion on the bill, Home Minister Lekhak stated that all Nepalese who are entitled to the citizenship should be granted. The Home Minister explained that the new bill was introduced to facilitate the provision for children born to Nepali mothers to obtain citizenship in mother's name, in accordance with the spirit of Nepal's current constitution and directive orders of the Supreme Court. Similarly, a session of the House of Representatives yesterday endorsed the bill to raise public debt 2082 and the finance bill. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel proposed the meeting to pass the bills. In his replies to concerns during the deliberation on the proposal, the Finance Minister defended the need to raise the national debt to meet the aspiration for production and productivity growth, development and prosperity. During the discussion on the bill, several lawmakers expressed concerns regarding the government's approach to public debt and its use. Meanwhile, the Federal Civil Service Bill is scheduled to be passed by the House of Representatives today. In the meeting of the House of Representatives to be held at 1 p.m. today, the Federal Civil Service Bill is on the tentative agenda to be presented along with the report from the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has left for Spain yesterday, leading a Nepali delegation to the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development of the United Nations. He left for Madrid yesterday evening via Doha of Qatar. In the meantime, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Tanzanian Vice President Dr. Philip M. Pango met at Hamad International Airport in Doha yesterday. During the meeting, various aspects of the bilateral relations between the two countries were discussed. The Prime Minister embarks on official visit to Spain at the friendly invitation of United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez for the UN conference to be held in Seville of Spain from the 30th of June to the 3rd of July. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, during his stay in Spain, the Prime Minister is scheduled to address the conference as the chair of the Global Coordination Bureau of the Least Developed Countries and in the international capacity. He is also scheduled to chair the high-level events and address side events in the conference. He will also meet with the Nepali diaspora in Spain and return to Nepal on the 4th of July via Doha. Earlier yesterday, the Prime Minister informed the Federal Parliament about his Spain visit. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podel has assigned the responsibility of the Acting Prime Minister to Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh. Singh has been assigned the responsibility to carry out daily administrative works of Prime Minister in absence of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, who left for Spain yesterday. National Paddy Day is being observed today, organizing various programs across the country to celebrate and promote rice farming. Since 2004, National Paddy Day has been marked annually on June 29 or Asar 15 in the Nepali calendar. The day aims to boost rice production, modernize and commercialize paddy farming, and uplift the morale of farmers while recognizing the vital role agriculture plays in the country's development. Meanwhile, in a message issued on the occasion, President Ramchandra Podal has emphasized that Nepal's constitution guarantees every citizen the right to food, a right that can only be protected by strengthening rice cultivation. Underscoring the need to promote paddy farming to safeguard lives from the threat of food scarcity, the president also highlighted the deep connection of Paddy Day in the country's culture, economy and daily life, adding that rice also holds religious, social and even touristic significance. President Podal expressed hope that the celebration of National Paddy Day would inspire climate-friendly farming practices, encourage increased production, reduce dependency on rice imports, strengthen national food security, and promote greater respect for agricultural labor. Similarly, Vice President Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav, Speaker Devraj Khemiri, Deputy Speaker Indira Rana Magar and other senior leaders have also extended their best wishes to all on the occasion. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says the government has readied the preparation for necessary rescue and relief to the disaster survivors in the wake of monsoon. Addressing the House of Representatives meeting yesterday, Prime Minister Oli appraised the House about the government preparedness for monsoon disaster response. On the occasion, the Prime Minister acknowledged that the improvement in secondary education examination SEE results was possible due to diligence of students and teachers. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podal has initiated high-level international dialogues to garner support for Nepal's proposal on the health and safety of migrant workers. The proposal was submitted on behalf of Nepal to the recent World Health Assembly held from the 18th to the 27th of May. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Hamas-run health ministry has said at least 81 Palestinians have been killed and more than 400 injured in Israeli strikes across Gaza in the 24 hours until midday on Saturday. Citing witnesses and Al-Shifa hospital staff, news agencies are reporting at least 11 people, including children, were killed after a strike near a stadium in Gaza City, which was being used to house displaced people living in tents. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump said he was hopeful a ceasefire could be agreed in the next week. Qatari mediators said they hoped U.S. pressure could achieve a deal following a truce between Israel and Iran that ended the 12-day conflict between the countries. In March, a two-month ceasefire collapsed when Israel launched fresh strikes on Gaza. The ceasefire deal, which started on 19 January, was set up to have three stages but did not make it past the first stage. In the meantime, a rally was organized on Saturday evening in Tel Aviv calling for a deal to free the remaining Israeli hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. The Israeli military launched its bombardment of Gaza in response to the attack, in which about 1,200 people were killed and 251 others were taken hostage. According to Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry, more than 56,000 people have been killed in Gaza since then. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. As monsoon winds are currently prevailing across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain generally to completely cloudy across the country today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning in some places of the hilly parts of the Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. Meanwhile, there is a possibility of heavy to very heavy rainfall in some places of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces and in one or two places in the hilly areas of other provinces. There is a possibility of light to moderate rainfall and snowfall in some places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives passes three bills, including Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill 2082 by majority. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli leaves for Spain on four-day official visit to attend UN Conference on Financing for Development. National Paddy Day being observed today, President Ramchandra Podel extends best wishes to all. And Hamas-run health ministry says at least 81 people killed in Israeli strikes in Gaza. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.